Happy Thanksgiving, it's Thursday, the 24th day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. The Puget Sound region will enjoy a sunny Thanksgiving day with high temperatures in the low 50s, but anyone planning on traveling in or out of the area should plan ahead of time. We will get a break from the wet weather on Thursday, but it'll quickly return over the weekend as people prepare to travel back home. The storms that will arrive on Friday will start accumulating snow above 5,000 feet, but by the end of the day, that level will drop to between 3,500 and 4,000 feet. Now on with today's top stories. Sparkling puffins ice skating, a towering Sasquatch trotting and the shining iconic flame tree with 30,000 green and purple lights return for Point Defiance Zoo Lights. Zoo Lights opens Friday and continues nightly to January 2nd, from 4:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. All Zoo Lights visitors, including members, will need timed online tickets. Guests are encouraged to reserve tickets early for best availability. More than 800,000 colorful LED lights will illuminate dozens of 3D animal light displays around Point Defiance Zoo for visitors to walk through. The holiday event is in its 35th year. Visitors can stroll by a 100-foot pink and orange octopus on top of the aquarium, a giant crab with moving pincers, the Seahawk's 12's tree, the 23-foot-high Mount Rainier, two narrows bridges and an 8-foot-long sea turtle. Sledding penguins, leaping tigers, swooping eagles and swinging siamang can be found around the zoo. Visitors will also see new displays like a cocoon to join the butterfly wings, swimming sea otters and changes to the red wolves to capitalize on the moon above. Last year, Zoo Lights sold out. Zoo Lights is closed December 24th and 25th. Ticket pricing and sales can be found at their website, www.pdza.org. A 63-year-old Tacoma man was seriously injured earlier this month when he was involved in a five-car wreck on southbound Interstate 5 caused by a hit-and-run driver, according to the Washington State Patrol. Detectives are seeking help from the public to identify the fleeing vehicle and driver. According to a news release, witnesses weren't able to provide investigators with the vehicle's make, model or color, and detectives do not have a description of who was in the vehicle. The incident occurred November 11th at about noon near the exit for Interstate 705. Troopers said the man who was injured was driving a Dodge Caravan and was approaching the Interstate 705 exit when a series of collisions caused him to rear-end another vehicle. The suspect vehicle was in the center lane when it moved one lane to the right, which was occupied by a Subaru Outback, according to the release. Troopers said the driver of the Subaru swerved to the far right lane to avoid a collision and struck the rear of Dodge Caravan. The driver of the suspect vehicle did not stop and took the exit to northbound Interstate 705. Anyone with additional information was asked to contact Detective Tessa Schaffer at 253-538-3172. A man accused of shooting two people to death early Monday in Tacoma allegedly admitted to being present at another fatal shooting earlier this year, charging documents say, and detectives believe he matches a description of the shooter. Paul Michael Harrison Snyder, age 28, was charged in Pierce County Superior Court with two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of aggravated first-degree murder, two counts of second-degree murder and two counts of first-degree unlawful possession of a firearm. Court records show Snyder has several prior felony convictions in Pierce County, including 2015 convictions for residential burglary and second-degree theft. It's unclear which homicide from this year Snyder allegedly admitted to being present for. The double-slaying Snyder is accused of marked the 41st and 42nd killings recorded this year, bookended by fatal shootings on Saturday and Tuesday that bring Tacoma's total tally of homicides to 43 in 2022. Prescription drug shortages are becoming a growing concern as pharmaceuticals ranging from Adderall for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder to amoxicillin for infections run into short supply. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has said that the Adderall shortage could be an issue until the new year, affecting both adult and child prescriptions, while the amoxicillin shortage could extend well into next year. States such as Oregon have reported amoxicillin shortages, while UW Medicine on Monday warned about the Adderall shortage. The difference in the antibiotic and Adderall shortage is that while there are antibiotic substitutes for amoxicillin, Adderall can be harder to switch out. High demand is blamed for both shortages. The Adderall shortage was announced by the FDA in October. The drug is used in treatment of not only ADHD but narcolepsy, a chronic sleep disorder that causes sudden onset of sleep outside of normal sleep patterns. The early onset of respiratory illnesses this fall, particularly among children, has been blamed for driving up demand for amoxicillin, with the FDA reporting an amoxicillin shortage October 28. The freshest Christmas trees, and maybe a new family holiday tradition, will cost you only $5 to $10 and a drive to a Northwest National Forest. Trees can be cut now through December in national forests, including the Umatilla, Olympia and Mount Baker Snoqualmie forests. Christmas tree permits are available at National Forest Service offices during business hours and some private businesses near forests. For a $2.50 service fee, they also can be purchased online at recreation.gov/tree permits by searching for a specific national forest. Permits are sold separately for each national forest and can only be used in that forest. Permits for the Olympic National Forest cost $5 and a service fee may also be charged. Up to 5 permits may be purchased. We want to know, which Pierce County restaurant is the coziest? The kind of place that exudes warmth and compels you to relish every last sip? We've gathered 40 restaurants around Pierce County, from Mill House Cider Company in Edenville to Anamarum in Gig Harbor, Over the Moon in Tacoma to the new Pine Cone in University Place, that we think are pretty darn cozy. Go to thenewstribune.com/TNT diner to vote. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.